going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So then you're getting
true like, at all, but
you're getting a much later pick anyway. So that, I planted my flag on the idea that they were going to trade him, that by the end of the draft or whatever, by the night end of the second night of the draft, he would not be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
And how are you feeling about that prediction right now?
I'm feeling better about it than I did maybe a couple days ago when it started, especially yesterday when it felt like Tomlin and Kahn, to whatever degree you have to take like what they say at face value this time of year, seemed to throw cold water on it. I also was just trying to read the tea leaves, and it just did not feel like there was a lot of smoke or chatter.
Well, Dulac
or anything
said
else.
In the chat that he wasn't getting traded. He went as far as to say that it was
really
not.
That didn't really move the needle for me one way or the other. If anything, it might have moved the needle in the opposite direction that I thought he was. You're the one who said to another guest, yeah, Jerry's the biggest Steelers insider around, but he gets things wrong a lot.
He does.
I know he does. It's a fact. I'm torn because you know what? Schultz's report here makes me think it's as close to a 50-50 proposition as it can get. And what I mean by that is they clearly are open to the idea, if not actively trying, but it doesn't sound like they're just going to give him away for a song. I would imagine, Pony, that they want still somebody's second-round pick. Probably what, like, sweet spot for them would be the 45th to 60th pick in the draft range, I think. Does that sound about right to you for him?
I mean, that sounds ambitious, but I
closer
would start
to the,
there.
Closer and, to the 60th, probably. Maybe 60th to 70th is more realistic. An early third instead of a late second.
Because you still have to pay him. Right. And if you don't want to pay him, you're in the same boat the
then
Steelers are in.
Rental.
Where you have a disgruntled rental wide receiver that you just paid a lot for.
The disgruntled part is the more important part. And you'd have to have your coaching staff and your quarterback somehow convince the player.
So
you're not getting paid, but you will get paid. Just be on your best behavior.
There's two parts of this that are really interesting to me. The first one is when Schultz says the Steelers have taken, okay, you take calls and you listen on everything. Making calls is different. There's a huge difference between those two things. Like you owning a home and not having a for sale sign out, but if someone knocks on your door and offers you triple the value of it, you sit down with your wife and you say,
"Honey, we have to consider this."
Yes.
If I'm putting a for sale sign out there, or I'm actively saying, "Hey, do you want to buy my house?"
Yes, they're making calls. That means George Pickens is for sale. You can't spin it any other way. That means that he is, like Schefter reported the other day, he is expendable. And he is being dangled as a trade chip to get the Steelers something that they want, which is the pick that they gave up for DK Metcalf or something close to it. The Green Bay thing is also interesting. Like, here is somebody, I'm not going to, again, question a person's reporting here, unless, I guess I did that with Jerry, so why am I picking and choosing here? I guess it's because I've watched Jerry get some pretty big things wrong.
Hasn't Jerry kind of occasionally thrown a barb in your direction, too?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, to each their own.
All is fair.
Exactly. I mean,
he doesn't come on a show. He's not allowed to.
He's not
but
allowed
we throw
to.
Barbs at Kabali all the time, and he sits 5 feet away
from
me.
When I see Jerry, it's usually very civil, and I don't think either one of us are going out for cocktails with one another anytime soon.
Do you think if I run into him at the media day for the U.S. Open in 2 weeks that there will be any kind of exchange of words, civil or otherwise?
Interesting that my invitation to media day at the U.S. Open got lost in the mail, but that's okay. This report saying this comes from Schultz is saying this comes from an AFC GM. So that winnows the list down to 15 because I don't think that Omar Khan is telling Schultz this. So then you have to figure out who among the AFC GM community would talk to him and have an inkling.
Wouldn't it have to be somebody that he did call? More than likely.
And someone that has a good enough relationship with Green Bay.
To know
that Green Bay's trying to get him, or that maybe Khan said to this GM, hey, just to let you know, like, I already have one team that's very close in hot pursuit of George Pickens, and this is kind of what they're offering, and can you beat the offer? Donnie, you've Green Bay's draft list of picks pulled up. Do they have all their picks? Do they have extra picks?
They do. They actually have 2 picks in the 7th round, which I think, so they have 8 total picks. Now, here's what's interesting. It's that they usually pick around where the Steelers are.
Yeah, because
except the Steelers don't have that second rounder. They have pick 54 in round 2.
And then what's the 3rd round pick? 87. So would you take 80? So here are a couple options. 87 straight up. Or would you do a deal where you got 54 and then you sent Pickens and a pick back to Green Bay? Like, let's say Green Bay says, all right, we don't really want to give you 54 straight up for George Pickens, but if you give us your 4th round pick.
So pick 121.
With Pickens, we'll do that.
That was the first thing I thought of when you brought this up, was would they need pick 121 to do this? So the Steelers have 122. So the Packers would pick back-to-back in that round. 157, 197, 239. I don't think 157 gets it done, do you? I would offer that first. I'd say Pickens and pick 157 for pick 54.
I don't think it... Well, I mean, we went through this exercise yesterday with the Cowboys, but it was also under
All right, here's the question.
We're working under the assumption that Jerry Jones overpays for
He's not thing. A the rational actor.
The Packers are like the most rational, rationally run team in the league because they don't have an owner to answer to. They don't have someone who outranks their president of football operations and GM.
They've got 20,000 people wearing cheesehead hats sitting in cold, bleachers.
Honestly, people have said it's if you're a football decision maker, it's the best job in the league because you basically get to run the league without like somebody barging in and saying you're drafting Kenny Pickett because he went to Pitt.
All right, let me do a hypothetical. Donnie, you are the Packers GM, Gutekunst. Is that how you say it?
Excuse me?
Brian?
Brian what?
How do you say his last name?
Why did you say it like that? Because
it's a weird sounding name.
You sounded like you sneezed when you said it. You're like, Brian.
I know I did.
It's like when you basically.
Gutekunst.
You basically did the.
Brian.
Yes, you did the like the verbal version of when Billy Madison had to spell Rizzuto in cursive.
Yeah.
This,
I mean,
you
I did
there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are the. Let's just say you're the. Donnie is the Packers GM.
He's the Packers GM. I'm Omar Khan.
Yep.
Hey, Brian, like to offer you. How about this? Pick 54 for George Pickens and pick 157.
Say no.
Hey, Omar. No.
It's got to be pick 122 in Pickens.
Hey, Omar. Yes.
Wait.
No, you're supposed to say, I got to have pick 122 in Pickens.
All right, without the play acting here,
play
where
acting
are we going
here,
with
I would,
this?
I would say I'd offer 157 in Pickens for pick 54, and if they said we've got to have 122 in Pickens for 54, I'd probably do it. I think I would do that. That was the point of that tortured play acting session where Donnie debuted a new voice there. Gravitas-laden GM. Hey!
Yes, we'll hear Judge Donnie at 5. 5:15 or 5:30.
I wouldn't do it for anything under pick 122.
Excuse me. We still have Donnie at 5:30 with Judge Donnie, and we're still waiting to find out what is on the court docket today.
No one's even, yeah, as usual.
That's funny because I'm trying to figure
we're
out
we're going
to
find out what's on the docket at 5:29. I'm going to find out what side I'm defending at 5:29 and 50 seconds.
Yeah, possible.
Very fair court here.
Judge has a loaded courtroom today with many other issues to resolve.
Pony, would you
before.
Do that? 22 and Pickens for 54. Yes
yeah,
or no?
I would.
Okay. I think that's where we zero out here then.
So we'll see what happens here. Jordan Schultz reporting the Steelers are making calls on George Pickens and that the Packers are serious.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
4:15. Now is the time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Every Wednesday, we talk at this time to NFL on CBS Insider, our all-access correspondent, Aditi Kinkabwala, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, what is the latest draft scuttlebutt you've got for us? Give us the juiciest draft rumor you're hearing about, I don't know, 28 hours from the start of the 2025 NFL draft.
Well, I'm out here in Green Bay, so this morning I got to talk to Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter, and none of the three would say they 100% know where they're going. But all three of them sound pretty confident that they know where they're going. And that would be Tennessee for Cam Ward, Cleveland for Travis Hunter, and New York for Abdul Carter.
So the draft really starts at four then, is what it looks like with New England.
Look, I'm being told, obviously the Titans have listened, but no one is offering them anything that is making them willing to trade out of that top spot. And there's a lot to be excited about with Cam Ward. There's certainly a lot of knocks. We've heard people's knocks on this quarterback class at large as a whole. We've heard a lot of that. But Brian Callahan is a really, really good quarterback's coach. Yes, he's a head coach. He's a quarterback's coach. He's worked with everyone from Peyton Manning to Joe Burrow. And in Cam Ward, you've got a young man that still has a lot of untapped potential. And he and I talked about that today, too. He's got great confidence in himself, great belief. He's very, very smart. So we don't – I'm not seeing the Titans move out of that spot. Now, the Browns and the Giants have said they'll listen, but no one's offered them anything that makes them feel good enough about moving away from two guys that they know will help them and that they feel good about. So anything is possible, and someone could blow the Browns away tomorrow or blow the Giants away, for all we know. But the sense that I'm getting here, that's not necessarily likely.
Aditi, scuttlebutt-wise, and from just the people you're talking to, how many quarterbacks are you hearing people think will be taken in the first 21 picks of the draft?
Perhaps two. And the two, from what I'm hearing, from what I'm being told, would be Cam Ward and Jackson Dart.
Well, that would be then Jackson Dart to the Saints at 9, because there's no smoke at all to him going to Sanders going to the Saints. It's all Dart.
How about Dart to the Steelers?
I feel like they don't.
How would he fall that far? I mean, is that there was a time when you could sort of hope that that would happen, and Dart certainly is ready to go in there and play. But again, you know, this is the time of year where there is a lot of smoke. There is certainly some misdirection. You have to be pretty savvy in trying to figure out who's telling you what and why.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you about Tomlin yesterday, because you've been in that room for tons of pre-draft press conferences. And usually it's like the guys read off the same set of notes every year in terms of being very cautious to say anything more than just generally speaking about how they like the draft and what are the deepest positions in the draft. And yesterday Tomlin got up there and answered like three or four questions very directly and in a detailed way about Shedeur Sanders. And many of the people in that room, and I wasn't there, but I said the same thing. We've never heard Mike talk about a specific draft prospect that way, Aditi. So you said savvy. What does your savviness at covering these things tell you about him being so upfront about one player in particular?
I think that a fair amount of that may just be his own back being up about the way that Sanders has been talked about personality-wise. Now, assessments of who he is on the field, the sacks that he takes, his arm strength, his size, his ability to read a defense, how he goes through his progressions, those are all one thing. But there's been so much talk of him being Deion's son and what that means and what Deion's personality and grip would mean. And is he entitled, or is it just a confidence that makes him one of one? Because who else has had a dad with a profile and personality like Deion Sanders, who is then potentially a first-round pick? I mean, Joey Porter Sr. certainly is an interesting character, but he was not the same as Prime. So I think that is more about Mike Tomlin standing up for a young man as he sees it, and his perhaps feeling that some of this is unfair, as opposed to Mike Tomlin necessarily telegraphing, this is the guy that we're going to take. If you let him come to us at 21, or if you want him, come trade and take our pick so you can have him. I don't, the way that I read it, and again, just like you, I wasn't in the room, but for having known Mike Tomlin for all these years, I don't think he's doing some master manipulation where he's trying to get someone to come trade the Steelers pick so that they could take Sanders, or that he is telegraphing that the Steelers are taking Sanders. I read that more as him offering a little bit of a defense without overtly saying this is nonsense that people are ripping his personality because he is the son of a very loud personality.
Aditi, we still know that the Steelers do not have a second-round pick, so let me give you these four options. Do you think when it comes to George Pickens, who has been talked about as a trade candidate, do you think the Steelers are picking up the phone, are not picking up the phone, or they're not receiving calls, they're not making calls, or do you think they're receiving them only and listening, actively trying to do both, or what here? Like, where do you get the sense they are on George Pickens and their interest in moving on from him and trying to acquire a pick for him?
I think they would love to be made a really good offer for him. But from what I've been told, they are not actively shopping him. And part of that goes back to what I said to you, I don't know, was it 2 months ago? I don't know that there's a huge market for him. I'll quote the same front office executive, the same general manager that I did 2 months ago to you, that teams are starting to realize that if Mike Tomlin, who has more patience than anybody for a player to wait to turn the corner, if Mike Tomlin is ready to move on from a player, then perhaps you don't want that player. And I would say, see Chase Claypool.
There's
that was a brilliant trade,
right,
to get a second-round pick for Chase Claypool. He didn't even last the season in Chicago.
There's a report from Fox Sports that they're taking and making calls on Pickens, talking about the Steelers, and an AFC GM told Fox that Green Bay has been serious and they're not the only ones. Chris made a good point about Green Bay. They have a million wide receivers, so why would they want another one?
I can't verify that. He doesn't strike me as a Matt LaFleur type of guy. But it's interesting, right, that it's an AFC executive,
yes,
that knows what an NFC team wants to do?
Yes. We had some theories on that we went through last segment. Let's touch on what Diana Russini said about the Steelers and Kirk Cousins today, because I said to Chris, if there's any truth to this, then they must have a horrible feeling that Aaron Rodgers is coming here. Because why would you kick tires on Kirk Cousins if you're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers? There's a chance Rodgers' sister tells him, oh, there's a report out there the Steelers might want Kirk Cousins now, and he gets ticked off about it. Like, I would think if there's
ticked
any...
Ticked off, or does he get motivated to make a decision? Does he say, well, I don't want to lose that spot to Kirk Cousins?
Well, this isn't John Malkovich's mind part two, where we can get in Aaron Rodgers' head. I'm just saying, why even look into Kirk Cousins if you were convinced Aaron Rodgers is coming here?
If it's even true that they are, I'll repeat what I said to you. I'm sorry that I keep repeating myself, but this hasn't changed. One of Mike Tomlin's closest friends in the National Football League is Raheem Morris.
I said that.
Well, I said it to you, too.
Oh,
I know
maybe you're
that
the
I
one
said
I got it from.
On your air. What, maybe one of his closest friends is Raheem Morris. Why would he want Raheem Morris has moved on from? And would he not? And we understand he didn't call. He's friendly with Sean Payton. He's already done it once, taken a player that a friend or a colleague didn't want, a collegial. Head coach, I don't know what to call them, but he's already seen how that played out. He didn't call Sean Payton, but let me tell you this. If he doesn't call Raheem Morris, Raheem is going to call him. That's Raheem Morris's personality. And he will definitely make Mike Tomlin listen to why he's moving on from him. And I can tell you this. The Browns already brought in an older quarterback in Joe Flacco, and they already brought in a quarterback that's trying to prove himself in Kenny Pickett. They're not bringing in a third old guy into that locker room.
You've done this before on our show, where you've looked into your crystal ball for the draft, and you've correctly.
Oh, man.
I think you got Kenny Pickett right. I think you called that 2 years ago.
I did.
So now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to do it again.
And see, you know, last year I said it would be Christian Gonzalez, and he did indeed go 17th. He just
Well, 2 years ago.
Traded the pick.
That was two drafts ago.
2 years ago. That was two drafts. My gosh, where does the time go? What did I say last year?
You said Troy Fautanu.
Really?
I don't think a single person we had on actually said
because no one
Fautanu.
Thought he was going to be available, so they thought he would all be snapped up by
then. We didn't expect him to drop. But I had heard before the draft that there were some questions about
all right, don't try to retroactively give yourself credit for that one.
No, I have no idea. I hate this question because
why? Because when you get it right, you immediately text us and say, look, I got it right again. So you don't hate this question when you're right about it.
No, but here's it. You know, my son and I were talking about this morning when we were FaceTiming, and he really wanted to know what the chances were that this, he was like, Mommy, the Steelers aren't really going to take Shedeur Sanders, are they?
And what did you say?
And I started to, I said, you know, it kind of is looking really plausible, and that I've talked to quite a few people around the league who believe that he will indeed be available at 21 and that Mike Tomlin will indeed take him to show that he, not just to show, will indeed take him and will therefore show that he is a strong and confident enough coach that Deion Sanders, the specter of Deion Sanders' personality doesn't bother him in any way, doesn't sway him, that he's someone who can find potential through all the noise. So I'm telling this all to my 9-year-old son, and my husband, the diehard Steelers fan, season ticket holder, is screaming in the background and saying, stop talking about this. And he said to my son, the only reason Mommy is saying that the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders is to make me crazy.
I'm surprised your son wouldn't be asking you what his favorite team's doing. Why isn't he asking if the Bills are going to trade up to get a quarterback?
He might have later on the FaceTime call, but we don't have time to explore.
Yeah, we discussed the Browns first and then the Steelers.
All right,
you know what?
So who are you going with, Aditi? Come on, give it to us.
Oh, God. This is why it's so hard. What should they do versus what do I think?
I don't care about what should they do. I care. We all know what they should do. I want to know what you think they will do.
All right. Well, as I sit here at this moment right now, 3:29 p.m. Green Bay time, let's say that they pick Shedeur Sanders.
There you go.
I'm not advocating for it,
and
by
it's
the
been
way.
Tweeted out, and the video will be sent out in the next hour. Thank you. Thank you so much, Aditi. We'll talk again next week. See ya. Enjoy Green Bay. I don't really know what else there is to do there besides. Maybe it's a town that gets a bad rap. Maybe there's a lot to do in Green Bay and we just don't know about it. And we shouldn't slander
Is she vegan or vegetarian? Like, does she still eat cheese and stuff?
I think she does.
Well, then, I mean, don't you go looking for the best cheese in Green Bay? I don't know.
Just walk around and say,
hey,
do you know where the best cheese is?
You got good cheese here, man? What's the cheese situation?
Join Adam Crowley and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the Black and Gold play across the pond this fall. 5 nights in Dublin. Includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets and more. Hotel and air or land-only packages are available. For information on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com today. Time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's, Italian bread company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie, there is a debate, again, being waged on social media about whether or not the movie Draft Day is a good sports movie. Where do you come down on that one?
Who did I cannot think of who I was just talking to about it.
Alan Saunders and Derek Bell. Derek Bell, the film guru, of course. He admitted that he's never seen it. I've never seen it.
Somebody described it as like an objectively bad movie, but I just love it around draft season, which I think is a really good description.
Because isn't the most unbelievable thing about it that the guy who is it, Vontae Mack or whatever his name is like an inside linebacker that they want to draft number one overall? I mean, that seems like something the Steelers would do.
So then how far-fetched is it really?
Good point.
I think it's just a good movie. Like, yeah, some things like from football-wise don't exactly make the most logical sense, but it's entertaining. I mean, it's
Draft Day or Moneyball?
Oh, that's not even close. Well, Moneyball. Moneyball's a classic.
Sure. Making sure.
I think it's rewatchable. It's on Netflix
right now.
I might go watch it between now and the draft tomorrow
night.
You
know when they make a big budget movie, they will get like real experts from the field to like consult. Can you imagine if they had consulted Tom and he's like, oh, running backs, inside linebackers near the top of the draft. That's what you want. Safeties, if you can get them. Third round graded guys.
It's a Kevin Costner sports movie. They're all good.
Good cast.
They're all varying degrees of good.
Dennis Leary plays a jerk, which he does like in everything.
Jennifer Garner.
Dennis Leary plays a jerk, which he does in everything. That's a pretty good description.
I can't think
of
a single thing where Dennis Leary is just
guy. He's always, even if he's a good guy, he's a guy with like alcohol abuse issues.
Yeah,
trying
he plays
to overcome
the same
it.
Snarky villain in every movie that he's in. Pretty Sam much. Elliott's in the movie.
Yes, he's the Wisconsin coach.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, there are jokes that are made now of why teams stayed away from Bo Callahan because his agent is Diddy.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Bo Callahan, the guy in the movie, was like 34 years old. Nobody's drafting that guy.
Isn't
first.
The bit about Bo Callahan, no one came to his birthday party or whatever?
Yeah. Sam Elliott was very upset with Kevin Costner during that scene.
I think they were trying to match. That came after Moneyball, right? Chronologically, they made Draft Day well after Moneyball.
They did.
Yeah, Moneyball was like, what, 2011, and Draft Day was like 2014.
I'll just go on the record and say, I think they watched the scout room scene in Moneyball, and they were like trying to recreate that in some way, and they were just never going to get that kind of magic.
Rotten Tomatoes on Draft Day says 60% tomato meter, 65% fan meter.
Score.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's your run of the mill.
God, I always like a good check into Rotten Tomatoes. What are they saying about movies we love? I love it when the audience is like 95%. This is always for like an Adam Sandler
critics
movie.
Critics will be like 14.
Critics 12%.
I think this is a
sucked.
Fine write-up. It's perfectly pleasant for sports buffs and Costner fans, but overall, Draft Day lives down to its title by relying too heavily on the sort of by-the-number storytelling that only a statistician could love. I think that's pretty fair.
What were they supposed to do with it, though? Like, have a bomb being planted in the Browns' offices, and then Kevin Costner has to both defuse it and make the pick? Like, you can't turn it into an action movie. It kind of is what it is.
What if Ken Carman had a cameo?
Like, as a bloviating radio host who's loudly
yeah, that's
proclaiming
a good point.
That
they do have a few scenes where, like, they have, like, talk radio, and they're like,
yeah,
Sonny Weaver got to nail this pick or he will be gone.
They should have used him. Like, if they made a movie about the Steelers draft now and
didn't use
us. Here's
what would happen. Pony would say, guys, I think we're all going to be in it. And in the final, not only would we not even make final cut, we wouldn't even get asked. It'd be Pony just doing a solo show with no producer. They just have a close-up on him for 2 minutes.
I know, but I feel like
if
one of us makes it, we all make it.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. That's happened all those times you've been at the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, if one of us gets there, me, we all got there.
Yeah, Pony's just climbing up the ladder while we hold on.
Yeah, I may try to convince Sarah to watch Draft Day tonight. We'll see.
You think that's a tough sell?
If they were going to make that movie, why didn't they make it about the Raiders, who would have had probably pound for pound the most insane draft room year after year?
Because the Browns are synonymous with just picking near the top of the
so
draft.
So are the Raiders.
And, yeah, I guess that's
you could
true.
Have had, who could you have had to play Al Davis? Like, what's his name?
Yeah, but
Donald Sutherland?
Yeah, but Chris, it wasn't like they were trying to get someone to be Phil Savage and someone to be Jimmy Haslam. Like, they didn't want it to be people playing real football figures. Is Goodell in that movie?
Yes.
He is. I thought so.
If they did the Steelers.
There's a couple cameos. Berman's in there. Rich Eisen's in there.
If they did want to make it accurate to each front office, I mean, we've already got Tomlin lined up. We know who's
Omar
playing
Epps.
Him. Omar
also,
Epps is there.
Also pretty funny. Do you remember the running back that they draft?
The Browns?
Ray Jennings.
What happened to him?
Do you remember who plays the running back?
I don't know if I... Is it Cedric Bozeman?
Is it Michael B. Jordan?
No, Chadwick Bozeman plays Vontae Mack.
Okay.
The running back is just played by Arian Foster.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And his dad is Terry Crews, who is a Browns legend.
Office linebacker Terry Crews.
No, that was Terry Tate.
Terry
I
Tate
thought.
Was the
oh,
office
was it?
Linebacker.
Okay. Is he the guy from the Old Spice commercial, Terry Crews?
No, you know Terry Crews. He's been in plenty of things.
He's the guy with, like, the abs and stuff?
Yeah, he's, like, jacked beyond belief.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Terry Tate, the office linebacker, is just the dude wearing, like, he was wearing, like, Washington colors just laying
yes.
people. They don't make commercials like that anymore while we're on the subject.
That was a great commercial.
Where he's like, I don't think so, Janice. And then she just gets laid out. Very funny stuff. Him
Donnie,
diving through.
What do you got for the debrief?
Yeah, it's only 9 minutes late, Donnie, so let's get into it.
The debrief, April 23, 2025. I mean, I did love the draft day chatter. I was just going to bring up how early the Hall of Fame game is this year. So it's Lions-Chargers on July 31st. We have football in July. It feels like earlier than ever.
Oh, man. Well, that's Alex's birthday.
That's fine.
That's Alex's birthday, so I know not to invite Pony and have a party that day because he'll be like, sorry, guys, got to watch the Hall of Fame game, can't socialize.
What a day Pony's going to have. His Mets at the trade deadline.
I was just going to look up. That is the MLB trade deadline date. Yeah. So we'll be...
Evgeny Malkin's birthday, too.
We'll be thinking about Lions and Chargers and who's picking up Andrew Heaney.
Who's paying a King's ransom for Manuel Valdez?
Yeah.
He'll have 80 RBI by that point.
How many does he have now?
He's got 10.
Nine.
He's got nine.
Stay right there, Valdez.
I don't know, man.
Bring Spencer Horwitz up and send him packing.
They have the bats working like they did last night. I like my guy's chances.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.